like your firstborn. You hold it close, tickling it with your fingers and making silly goo-goo noises as you teach it to nurse. Then, when you feel its baby breath on your breast and realize it is clutching to you for its very life, you fear it is getting too close. You think you're losing control of what was once only yours. You can try to abort its allegiance, but you can't deny what you know is there. Deep, deep inside you feel this is the thing you love. You hate the thing you love. You rule it like a daughter, one that prides herself on doing exactly what you told her not to. One who, when you force feed her your ideas, refuses to swallow her pride. She insists on staying out too late when she's supposed to be home by 9. The anger swells inside you when you meet her at the door. It crests at your neck, lashes out wildly with your tongue as you belt her with words. You hate her for wanting independence, but independence is the most you can ever hope to give. This is not what you hope for. This is the thing you love. The thing you love.
Herself on doing exactly what you told her not to. one who, when you force feed her your ideals, refuses to swallow her pride. She insists on staying out too late when she's supposed to be home by nine. The anger swells inside you when you meet her at the door. It crests at your neck, lashes out wildly with your tongue as you belt her with words. You hate her for wanting independence, but independence is the most you can ever hope to give. This is not what you hope for. This is the thing you love.
Like a lover, you learn to segregate and amputate it from its past. You sever it from friends and family to keep it all to yourself. Boxed up in your little white suburban picket fence life, you strip away its painted behaviors and patterned responses to leave it fearful, naked, and crying. You push it away if only to see how you look in its eyes, and it does the same to you, cause it already knows what you are doing and feeling, which, of course, is and is not exactly what you wanted in the thing you love.
This is the thing you love. This is the thing you love. This is the thing you love. This is the thing you love. This is the thing.
dissected like a lover. You learn to segregate and amputate it from its past. You sever it from friends and family to keep it all to yourself. Boxed up in your little white suburban picket fence life. You strip away his pain and behaviors and pattern responses to leave it fearful, naked, and crying. You push it away if only to see how you look in its eyes. And it does the same to you, cause it already knows what you are doing and feeling. Which, of course, is and is not exactly what you wanted in the thing you love. This is the thing you love. This is the thing you love. This is the thing.